Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, David.
Well, I think I heard you say a word that many producers will be happy to hear, heat, back in the forecast.
Yeah, which we deserve here in Illinois after the past 6 to 9 months that we've endured here. And certainly the cold pattern is breaking, and with the unseasonably cool weather of last week, that is now a thing of the past. And overall, across actually much of the central and eastern U.S., the jet stream pattern is rearranging into a pattern that features more kind of broad scale warmth across much of the central and eastern U.S. We really don't see any kind of extreme heat moving in, but overall temperatures as we go through the next couple of weeks. And we like to kind of analyze things in five-day blocks here, but for example, the next 5 days here, talk about 2 to 3 degrees warmer than normal, and the days 6 to 10, about 4 to 6 degrees warmer than normal, and that basically translates to high temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, quite a change here from the patterns here of late.
The question that traders are trying to answer for themselves is looking at a prevented planting date of May 25th for a bunch of the northern tier, North Dakota, and the like. What is the likelihood, given the weather pattern, that some corn will get in the ground?
As far as the specifics up across the Dakotas, certainly things are lining up here, at least for some percentage of the crop not to be planted here, just to the excessively wet conditions. Tough to really put a number on mm-hmm. it, but the way that the pattern has been up there, and even continuing into this past weekend, whereas much of the Corn Belt did see drier conditions, it was that far northwestern part of the Corn Belt and up into the Canadian prairies that did see some of the higher totals. And so certainly with that date here coming to an end, there'll likely be some percentage of the debate is how much. But from a forecast standpoint, it does look like they will at least have some opportunities. It's just a matter of how, you know, wet each individual field is. So kind of a field by field situation. And that's something we'll fully assess here this week.
And just very quickly, scattered showers in the next week or so?
Yeah, just scattered light totals here intermittently. So rather than like a big wide-scale rain event or any kind of frequent rain activity, we really just don't see that here across not only Illinois but across much of the north-central part of the country.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago. And that is today's closing market report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.